All right, coming up in Ocean City, Maryland, many movies, if you live on Delmarva, you know that many movies over the years have been filmed on Delmarva. And now there's going to be an indie thriller set in Ocean City beginning next fall. And today on the line, we've got the Philadelphia-based writer, producer, and photographer known for many other movies and shows, Nick Belial from Pennsylvania and the Philadelphia area. Nick, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Kelly.
All right, let's go back. This indie thriller, does it have a name?
Yes, it's called To Avenge.
And why To Avenge? How did you come up with the title of this new film?
It actually is the third title that we work with, all very similar, but it actually plays into the soundtrack, the music soundtrack that will be part of the film, and it's very integral to what the story's about. It goes back to the idea of the difference between revenge, when somebody gets vengeance for themselves, for something that happens to them, or avenge when somebody else goes out to seek justice for something bad that happened or for a perceived wrong. So that's what's happening in our story, is that a bad, tragic thing happens to a young college-age woman, and then a stranger that's unknown to her basically takes it on herself to go out and avenge what's happened to her.
Nick, why Ocean City? How did you come up with Ocean City as the backdrop for this?
I've actually been going to Ocean City for more than 40 years, and I absolutely love it there. There's just something electric in the air when you're on the boardwalk, and I love being close to the ocean. I feel most at home when I'm in that area. So for me, it was just a natural, the boardwalk being there, the excitement of the boardwalk, and that's where our very first scene in the movie takes place, at the boardwalk. And unfortunately, that's where these young men that end up assaulting our main character, Vera, that's where they first encounter her, and she attracts basically their unwanted attention, and they end up following her home and assaulting.
All right, so here's what everybody wants to know. Who's going to star in To Avenge?
Well, I, as an indie filmmaker, I will tell you that, and this is my first outing as director. I've worked on a lot of films, but this is the first time where I actually wrote the story, will be helping to produce it, and will be directing this. It's extremely rare, from what I understand, for a first-time director, and in many cases, even directors that have been at it for years, to be able to attract quality, cast members that have a known name. A lot of times you get local actors, and they're fantastic. But to get the bigger name stars, a lot of times you have to be that Hollywood-type personality that has a lot of successes under your belt. What I attribute the success so far of us having a great cast for To Avenge is the script. It's not me. It's not that I have a long history in film. It is this script. Everyone who reads this script and understands just the powerful nature of a crime like this happening to a young woman and everything that unfolds after that, and to see the strength in her and the resilience in her, it just seems that everyone that reads this script is drawn to it. So I've been very lucky that the people that I've approached to ask to be in the film, I've got some great talent. So, for example, Erica Eleniak, a lot of people would know her as a kid. She was in the movie E.T., The Extraterrestrial, Steven Spielberg, and she plays a little girl in the film that has her first on-screen kiss with the little boy that discovers E.T. Later in life, you might know her from a Steven Seagal film that she did that was very popular, and also Baywatch. She was known for being in the original cast of Baywatch. So we were very lucky to get Erica, and another actor that we feel extremely lucky to be working with, Zach Galligan. Everyone knows him from Gremlins and Gremlins 2. and they're talking about doing a reboot of Gremlins, and we're very lucky to have Zach on board. We also have Kelly Maroney. Kelly was really the first big-name actress that expressed interest in the film. When she first heard about the film, the plot, the storyline, and read the script, she literally fell in love with her character. She plays Abigail Danvers, and that's the wife of this very powerful and ruthless billionaire that's in the film. And she wrote me a note saying, "I absolutely love Abigail. Yes, I want to play her." And that really gave me the confidence to move forward and start asking other stars, because I had watched Kelly as a kid when I was back in high school. She was in like classic films like Night of the Comet and Fast Times at Ridgemont High. So the fact that I was just talking to her was really exciting. But the fact that she wanted to be in my film because she loved the script was just, it was mind blowing. So again, very lucky to have somebody like Kelly Maroney in our film. We have Bernard Robichaud. He's known for Trailer Park Boys and a movie called Sea Change. Just a great actor, and he really fits the bill just looks-wise and the power of his acting, his presence on screen. He's going to be great in the role of that ruthless billionaire. He plays Clayton Danvers. Bernard Robichaud plays Clayton Danvers, the ruthless billionaire, who basically, when he finds out that his sons are being charged with this crime that they committed, he does whatever it takes to clear the family name and to get his kids out of trouble. So he just is perfect in that role. He's the nicest guy. Very, very proud to have him on board. And we're just really blessed with a good cast. I could go on. We have Brooke Lewis. And our two main characters are up and coming. And that's Taylor Hay, who plays our main character, Vera Castor. And then we have Hannah Kleeman, who will be playing the very enigmatic, mysterious Tarna, the one who basically goes on the vengeance hunt.
All right, we're talking to Nick Belial. He is from the Philadelphia area. He's a writer, he's a producer, he's a photographer. He's writing and producing right now a new film to be filmed in Ocean City starting next fall. It's called To Avenge. It's about a young woman named Vera who was sexually assaulted while visiting her friend in Ocean City. And when her attackers are arrested, the media kind of goes into a frenzy because two of the men are brothers of a billionaire family. Coercion and blackmail behind the scenes lead to the defense attorney dropping the charges. Sounds like a great movie, Nick. Besides Ocean City, although the bulk of the filming will take place in Ocean City, Maryland, you're also going to be filming in Pennsylvania, Cape May, New Jersey, as well as a couple of beaches in Delaware, Lewis and Slaughter Beach. Are you familiar with those two beaches in Delaware as well as the beach in Ocean City?
Oh, absolutely. I'm newly familiar with Slaughter Beach. I was introduced to that area for the first time a couple of years ago, working on the set of a film called Delaware Shore, directed by Raghav Perry. And there's a natural, I guess you would call it a phenomenon. I was never familiar with it before, that happens with the tides there. And this beautiful, quiet little beach where every year the horseshoe crabs migrate and come up onto the beach. But there's this really neat thing that happens with the tides there. And while I was working there and saw that, I thought this would be a great place for a key scene, a crucial scene that's in my film. So we're going to be filming one scene. As I said, it's a very crucial key scene to the film, right on Slaughter Beach, right in the same location where we shot Delaware Shore. And then as far as Lewis, we're not actually shooting on the beaches of Lewis as much as we'll be heading to the Cape May Lewis Ferry. Our main character takes a ferry ride after her assault. It's some months later. And she, like me, there's a little bit of me in Vera. She loves the water. She's drawn to the sea. So she basically, just to clear her mind, takes a ride from her home down to the beach, gets on the ferry, and goes over to Cape May. Again, more or less just to take that ride, just to be out on the water. And it's a beautiful scenery there with the lighthouse in the distance. So yeah, I'm very much familiar with the area of Rehoboth, Lewis, and Slaughter Beach. I'm excited to return to Slaughter Beach as well.
Nick, talk briefly about your background. What is your background? How did you get interested in filmmaking?
Well, I actually got my start as a staff photographer on my high school's yearbook. And I really enjoyed doing that, just like capturing candid portraits of people. And unfortunately, I went to a private school, very nice school, but they placed very little value on the arts. That kind of thing was never discussed, strictly academics. So it never really occurred to me. Nobody ever guided me or any of my classmates into anything that might have been connected with the arts. So my career took a different direction. I was good at science and math, and I pretty much looked at my future through that spectrum. So I ended up in the healthcare industry, and I loved that. I loved helping make a difference in people's lives. But some years ago, after doing that for a while, I realized that something was missing. The artistic side of my life, it just wasn't there. So around that time, a friend of mine that was looking to break into acting and modeling contacted me and asked if I could shoot her, to help her build up some pictures for her portfolio. And it all just snowballed from there. It just took off. She told friends, and before I knew it, I was shooting weddings, headshots for actors, and again, helping models build their professional portfolios.
A very diverse background you have. Hey, you, I heard somewhere that you're looking for extras to star in To Avenge. How can people partake in that?
Absolutely, Kelly. Well, what I would ask anyone that's interested, rather than just someone say, hey, I'd like to be an extra in any film, I'm really looking for the extras and actors for this film that feel a connection to our story, what we're putting out there. So I'm asking anybody who would hear about this to first research the film. Look us up, Google us, or use a search engine of your choice. Get out there and check out our IMDb page, our website. Read about the story, read about the characters and our great cast, and then if it's something that speaks to you and the story is something that you would like to be a part of, that's the kind of person that we're looking for to put in our film. So then a great way to get in touch with us would be through our website, which is twoavenge.com. And after you've done that research, if you're interested, there's a place at the bottom of the page. It says, for more information, you can contact us here. And just go on and give us basic information. Give us your full name, your age. If you can, attach a single picture, a headshot just to show us who you are and what you look like. And just, let us know what your connection is with the area. If you're an Ocean City resident or a Salisbury resident, or if you live in Fenwick Island or Rehoboth or Wilmington, Delaware, just let us know that you're from this general area and what your interest is in being in the film as an extra, as a background extra on the boardwalk scene, or a courthouse reporter scene, or one of Vera's coworkers. And we get a lot of people interested, and there's a little bit of a process to go through. But once we have your information, we'll work on picking the right people for the parts. And it's just a fun experience for background extras that I've talked to. They get to be on set. They get to see what the filmmaking magic is all about.
Nick, you plan to start filming To Avenge in Ocean City next September. How quickly do you think you'll turn things around, and how soon will it be in theaters?
Well, the first part of that is we're looking at total filming taking 5 weeks. And I would say almost all the days, but except for maybe five or six, will be shot in the Ocean City, Lewis, Slaughter Beach area. There will be some scenes shot up in Wilmington and some possibly in suburban Philadelphia, but about 5 weeks for actual production. The second part, when you're asking about when will it be in theaters, that is something that I can't answer at this point. It's, these things, they take time. A lot of people, when they go to a movie, they don't realize that the actors that you're watching possibly filmed those scenes a year and a half, 2 years, and in some cases even more years, 4 or 5 years ago.